Blog Talk Radio.
Well, a pleasant good morning to you, and this is another day we're on Can You or Can We Be
Yo,
Real? We're glad to be here this morning. We're going
to
be talking about how to stay fit for life. And that is the key to it, is that we're going to talk about things that make us live life much better, much fuller, more productive, and continue to move forward in the expression of life. Because life is everlasting. It goes on no matter what storms come against you, no matter what situation is, no matter what your body type, what your appetite may bring. We are here to live life. And so we've got Chef DeDC on the line. He looks like he's here. He's ready to share. We're going to be talking about what's necessary to stay fit. How about some meals? Oh, man, I love to eat food. And he's been posting some excellent pictures online. And what about exercise? He lets us know about that every morning, too. Brother DeDC, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah, I can hear you.
Good. Good morning. How are you doing, Carl?
I'm doing well. It's, hey, man, every day I wake up, I count it as a blessing. So it's a good day.
I'm right there with you, and we're on the same page, man. It is a very, very good day. I got out and got my 4.5 miles in this morning, so I'm pretty energized for this call.
Well, wonderful, 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 and I know we're going to jump right into it because you went through some major life changes yourself as far as balancing out nutrition and exercise and working on making yourself better. Tell us. I think some of the things you've done to actually, you know, drop the weight and have the variety in your meals.
Well, you know, I would start with, you know, for the people who are listening right now and who don't personally know me, you know, 3 years ago, I was sitting, January of 2009, I was sitting at 319 pounds.
Wow.
I had a blood pressure of 190 over 80. My EKG was off. And I was certainly a prime candidate for a massive stroke or a massive heart attack.
Man.
That was a health scare of the most serious kind. And, you know, my wife kept, you know, she kept at me about, you need to go to the doctor, you need to get a physical. And, you know, I don't mind sharing with people, I had gone virtually 10 years without having a physical. Wasn't because I didn't have health insurance. I was a corporate guy. I had plenty of insurance between myself and my wife. I just took the kind of arrogant stance that a lot of men take in our culture that, oh, I'm okay. I used to be an athlete. I feel fine.
Right.
Well, you know, that caught up with me. And fortunately, you know, at my wife's insistence and my doctor at the time in Atlanta took care of me, got me on some aggressive medication, got my blood pressure down, got my cholesterol in check. And the first day after I went to the doctor that day in January, and it was January 9th, 2009, I walked 4 miles. That was one of the hardest miles I've ever walked in my life.
Yeah.
And in doing that, Carl, I had committed to myself that, one, I didn't want to be on high blood pressure medication for the remainder of my life. Two, the only way that I'm going to address that is I've got to make some major dietary changes and changes in my activity level. So, you know, I lost about 50 pounds.
Wow.
During the first year after I went to the doctor. But I ended up injuring myself. I ran the Peachtree Road Race, which is a 10K. It happens every July 4th in Atlanta. Hadn't done any kind of activity like that in a long time, and I ended up shredding my left Achilles. So in doing that, they had to replace 75% of my Achilles. I couldn't walk on my own accord for 6 months. I actually laid in the bed for almost three. I gained some of the weight back. And it took about a year and a half of rehab to get to a point where now on any given Saturday or Sunday, I might do 6 to 8 miles a day.
So you build up over time and actually injured yourself, and now you're up to 6 to 8 miles a day.
Yeah, well, on the weekends, that's kind of a push. I do, as a normal fare, 4 to 4.5 miles per day.
Okay.
And I don't even feel right if I don't get out and do it. I feel guilty.
Now, is that walking or running?
It's walking. Yes. You know, at this stage, and what I always caution people on, especially if you're dealing with weight issues,
yes,
probably the worst thing you can do is run.
Yes, the pounding.
Because you put too much pressure on your ankles and on your knees and on your hip joints. What a lot of people are not aware of is walking is just as, if not more healthy for you than running. And, you know, even though I walk pretty significantly, you know, typical doctor reports will say if you do 30 minutes of walking 3 days a week, it will cut down your cholesterol levels, your blood pressure levels, and you will lose weight. And that's without diet.
Now, that's just walking, see.
That's
and
walking. It's the power of walking.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I've done, as you know, on Facebook is I started a page called Fat Boys Walk.
Fat Boys Walk. Okay.
Fat Boys Walk.
Yes, sir.
And I don't have a problem calling myself fat. Now, a lot of people are joking with me now and just say, man, I see you losing weight every day. You can't call yourself fat for much longer.
Right.
But I'll tell them, I said, I can get down to, you know, 200 pounds, and I'd still be a fat boy inside.
Okay.
So, you know, part of that, you know, that movement, I'm trying to encourage specifically men who are over 40 to start being active again without the ego involvement of trying to be athletic.
Okay.
And that's kind of belabored a point, but one of the things that happens often, and I'll speak specifically to the Black American community, is a lot of us, you know, as kids and young people, we played sports. We played football, basketball, baseball, you know, whatever our sports were. Some of us really, you know, were athletic.
Right.
But life happens. You know, you get married, you have kids, you have a job that's sedentary. Life happens. And the next thing you know, you don't gain 60 pounds in the last 2 years.
Yeah, because I work hard. I deserve to eat this good food.
Right, right. And you always can tell when people are living a little better because they went from being really small to when them checks started coming in and they could eat at the more, you know, the more upper crust restaurants and
yes,
eat a little bit more, you know, the next thing you know, they're putting on weight.
Yes.
And so weight can easily creep up on you. And what I tell people all the time, and I'll say that this here, I'm not a nutritionist and I'm not a dietitian. I'm not a medical
okay
doctor. I'm just a guy who decided to love myself more than I was before.
Now, that's the key right there, is loving thyself.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And, you know, one of the things that I know about loving yourself, and I'm not speaking of it in terms of narcissism or selfishness,
But in terms
of true self-love, that you're incapable of extending love, compassion, concern, and care to others when you don't love yourself.
That's it. That's it. And it's interesting because I have wrote that down. Loving thyself properly is key to having a healthy and staying fit for life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so one of the approaches that I try to take in using social media to talk about my journey, and I know you follow me, I try not to be preachy.
Right.
I don't tell people you should do this. I say this is what I'm doing.
Right. Right.
And if you happen to be inspired by my actions, good. But I'm not one for telling people you should do this and you should do that. No, you have to do what works for you. And
exactly.
I'll give you know, some hard data. There's a doctor out of a Harvard Medical School named Dr. Aileen Lee. He and his research team recently, and when I say recently, within the last 6 months, published a study about the sedentary lifestyle and how it is killing people in the West, specifically in American and European countries.
Yes.
And kind of the quote from what he said. He says, our estimates of ill health from lack of physical activity are, if anything, on the low side. Everything gets worse when we get older, but it gets better when we exercise.
Exactly.
And then in the study, he addresses there's some very specific thing he's addressing in the study. He says he's addressing the impact of inactivity on coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and two very specific cancers, breast cancer and bowel cancer, or intestinal cancer.
Wow.
Because breast cancer and intestinal cancers are very aggressive cancers that, you know, they'll get rid of you real quick. And he said that in all the study they did, they found that lack of exercise was the major risk factor.
So now let's just get that again, because we all know that heart disease, coronary disease, is the number one killer. In America alone, we have over 600,000 people per year that die from heart disease. And now, from this study, it says not only can you stop the coronary disease, but also cancer, just by getting up and moving around.
Absolutely. And you know, again, I'm very understanding of how life gets in the way. I'm a married man with four children.
Go ahead,
you know, and my kids are active. My lifestyle is very active, and I get how it's hard to balance some things and how you feel tired after being on the job every day and having to deal with the stresses of that and all these other things. But I always took the position of this. There's only one life I have that I know about.
That's it.
And that's the one I got now.
That's it.
And I have no desire to grow older in pain. I have no desire to grow older and not take advantage of the ability to eliminate things that may happen in the future because I did nothing about them now.
Right.
And so type 2 diabetes, well, is what it is. You acquire diabetes if you have type 2. It's not type 1 where you're born with it.
Mm-hmm.
Certain cancers that we have certainly can be tracked, as this study shows, to both fitness and exercise, as well as to health, I mean, in terms of what you're eating, your dietary you know, lifestyle.
Right.
And I think the reason why I wanted to bring that up in this discussion is because a lot of times people are not, they will read these things, they'll hear people talking about them, but then they'll say, oh, well, you know, that's not me because I don't have it.
Right.
Well, I can tell you right now, brother, 10, 15, 20 years ago, I didn't have high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have a blood pressure of 190 over 80. You know, and to, you know, the credit of the discipline of what I've been doing, you know, I went and had a checkup last week, and my blood pressure was 124 over 60.
Golly, Doc, that's like athletic. Yes, sir.
And I'm telling you, I hugged my doctor. You remember that picture of President Obama when he went to this diner and the owner of the diner hugged him and picked him up in a bear hug?
Yeah.
That was me.
124 over 60.
124 over 60. And now I'm 45 pounds lighter than I was before.
Go ahead.
Now, you know, I have my own personal goal of where I want to lose another 60 pounds between now and next summer because I'll be back in Atlanta. For those who are listening, I live in D.C. now, but I'll be back in Atlanta next July for the Peachtree Road Race because it owes me something. It took my Achilles. Now that my Achilles is back in full swing, I will be back.
I understand that.
So, you know, that's kind of on the fitness side. I would like to, you know, maybe spend a little time talking about diet, meals, cooking.
Absolutely. So, just to kind of sum that up again, and for those that are listening and have a sedentary lifestyle, just know that the hardest mile is the first one. And
yep.
we don't want to do too much too soon, because if you do too much too soon, oftentimes you burn out, you injure yourself, or you end up back at the couch with the remote control in your hand.
Absolutely.
And the other thing that came from the DC as I was listening to him, it says that listen to those who love you and care for you, namely his wife and his doctor. And then follow instructions. Encourage yourself to get up, take it step by step, and work on it. And so those are some of the things we can do. My basic model for losing weight is eat less, exercise more. But we're going to get into some, what does a real good meal look like? Does it have to have color, texture, you know, content, amount? What does that look like?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, you know, I you know, you'd asked a question early on about transformation and change and changes in my lifestyle. I spent 25 years in the IT industry. I was a corporate guy. You know, I started from the ground up and, you know, ended up owning my own consulting firm. I was a CIO for a couple of companies and VP this, VP that, and all that was wonderful.
Okay.
The pay was nice, but the quality of life that came with it wasn't. There's always been an artistic side to me that very few people knew about, and I tabled it because I had to feed my family and I had to take care of my responsibilities as a man in the household.
Right.
But you know, after 25 years in that industry, and I had done pretty much everything that I wanted to do, I was done with it, and I started seeking out over the last 3 years, you know, what do I want my second act in life? Because I kind of considered my life to be three acts. First act, I've done. Second act, what do I need that to be? I already know what the third act will be. I plan on retiring and teaching college.
Go ahead, bro.
And so in my second act, I said, you know, what do I really like doing? Well, I love good food, and I love to cook. So, you know, unlike a lot of chefs, I'm self-taught. I didn't attend culinary school. And I'm starting in the industry at almost 50, where most people who are chefs in this space start out at 18, 19 years old.
Right.
And, of course, they have the physical ability to work five double shifts a day, which typically equates to 12 to 16 hours.
Wow.
Most people who are customers in restaurants have no idea how much work goes behind the scenes to get that plate on the table to them. And so, you know, in making this transition, of course, I picked one of the hardest industries to go into, to be a restaurateur. So, you know, as a business person, I wanted to first define myself as a chef and use social media as a platform to really show people what I could do. But my long-term goal, of course, is to be a restaurateur, to own a couple of restaurants and be able to provide the type of food that I come to love and I want to share with other people. What I've found is this when it comes to cooking and when it comes to what should be on your plate. The more colorful your plate is, the better. That is a health tip for every.
Yes, yeah. For as far as vegetables and
as far as vegetables, grains, starches, etc. You know, the colors that I always go with is you want brown, you want yellow, you want green, you want orange, you want red, you want purple. You want as many colors as you can get on your plate, if at all possible.
Yes.
And those colors come along with meats. They come along with fish or seafood. They come along with grains and vegetables. Now, I call myself an omnivore. I don't care what it is. If I can cook it, kill it, hunt it, I'm going to eat it.
There you go.
That's me. That's
right.
My take on eating. Now, I know a lot of people are, you know, they are inching toward being vegetarians. There's nothing wrong with that. Some people are vegans.
Right.
Some people are pescatarians. They only eat fish and seafood. Or you have some people who just eat fish and poultry.
Some are fruitarians. They only
try to stay away from red meat.
Yes.
my overall take, Carl, is this. And excuse my language, but eat whatever the hell you want.
Right.
Just be willing to put work in to address the impact of what you've eaten on your body.
Mm-hmm.
And what in, and the other part about that is try to cook more of your own food than you eat food eating out.
Right. That's huge.
Stay away from prepackaged and processed and boxed meals and food. So if you walked in my house and in my pantry and in my refrigerator and cupboards, you're not going to see any pre-processed food. You're not going to see any boxes of packaged, you know, meals. That's not going to happen.
Right.
You know, it's fresh vegetables. It's grains that I have to cook. You know, it's all of those things. And as far as the meats, here's my biggest suggestion to people who are listening when it comes to meats. If they don't have a local butcher that they go to,
mm-hmm.
when you go into your grocery store, do not buy your meats off the shelf. Go to the back of the store where the butchers are and get them to cut your stuff fresh because it hasn't been sitting out.
Okay.
A lot of times people don't think to do that, but in stores like in Atlanta, you have Publix and Kroger and in some communities, Harris Teeters, all of them have butchers in the back. In my community, we have Giant and Safeway. Same thing. You go to the back, you say, hey, I see you just got a delivery of ribs. Can you cut me 2 pounds of them or 3 pounds or 10 pounds?
Right.
I see you just got those chickens and you're washing them now. Go ahead and cut me a couple of them up. And so what that does for you is that you kind of get an idea that, one, your food hasn't been sitting out for 2, 3, 4, 5 days on the shelf. Those are little things that you can do if you don't have access to a grocer or to a butcher. And the other thing is go to your local farmer's market. You know, the nice thing I like about D.C. is that in every major neighborhood here, there is a local farmer's market that comes out every Saturday.
Yeah, that's excellent.
So, not to be preachy, these are just kind of rules of thumbs that I use, and I try to cook as much real food as I possibly can. Even if I go out to eat, I know enough about what I'm ordering to say, okay, this is real, and I know this is not. And so that, you know, those are my kind of examples of what I think a good meal is. Another part that I'll add to this is amount. You know, a typical rule of thumb, Carl, would be we live in a culture that tells us you should eat 3 square meals a day.
Yes.
That is wrong on so many levels.
Mm-hmm.
If you're an active person, actually you should be eating anywhere from 5 to 6 meals a day.
Now, how about the amount, though? If you're having 5 meals, it's not like you're tanking up every time.
Right. So the thing is, if you're typically eating 3 square meals a day, 3 square meals a day for most people in terms of how they interpret that is that the food is running off their plates.
Yes, sir.
Right? but if you're eating 5 to 6 meals a day, and if you include in that a few snacks here and there, which are healthy snacks, fruit, nuts, you know, those kinds of things.
Right.
Your meals should be able to fit into the palm of your hand.
The
or
portion.
Better yet, your meal, if you have a round plate, should not take up more than the center space of your plate.
Okay.
And there's one other piece, and we all heard this as we were, you know, kids growing up. Your mom would say, you better eat all that food.
Yes.
My take on that is you should eat all of your food, just don't put so much food on the plate.
Yes.
And if you need to go back for seconds because your hunger hasn't been really satiated,
right.
Go back for seconds, but don't make your first plate, your seconds, and your thirds all in one meal.
There you go. Tell us the importance of water.
Oh, gosh. I'm sitting up here drinking some now. I typically drink about a gallon of water a day. For most people, when they think of a gallon, they won't drink it because they're like, that's a lot of water.
Yeah, that's too much.
Right. But really, if you are an adult, you should be drinking an average of 6 to 8 8 ounce cups of water a day at a minimum. And so drinking water is important because 98% of our body is made up of water.
Yes.
And when it comes to drinking beverages, a lot of people will substitute water for sweet things like juices.
Sweet tea,
sodas, whether it be diet or not. My take on, or coffee or whatever, my take on that, I'm a coffee drinker. I'm an avid coffee drinker, and I'm an avid tea drinker. Not so much sweet tea, but, like Earl Grey and other types of herbal teas. But what I take say about what you put in your body as liquid is this. Drink more water than you drink anything else in any given day. That should be your typical rule of thumb.
Well, Dedeci, we're coming down to the last 4 minutes of the show, man. The 30 minutes is just about gone.
Oh, wow.
We could go on and on. We'll have to do this again. But kind of
yes,
just take a couple minutes and just tell us, how do you find balance in your life? And balance between the work, the family, the food, the exercise. How do you do it?
What I would tell you is this. Finding balance in our culture has always been a difficult thing. Especially if you continue to hold on to things that don't matter.
Mm.
So, what mattered to me at 20, 30, or even 40 really doesn't have as much weight with me now. And I think about it as people age, we should always be seeking transformation that makes us better human beings.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
For me, my family is the most important thing to me. My wife, my four kids give me purpose. And for me, purpose is what makes life worth living. A lot of people haven't really figured out what their purposes are and are more like the walking dead than they are alive and kicking.
Wow.
So when you typically think about balance in life, balance typically comprises of making sure that whatever you do, that the majority of your important hours are spent on your purpose. And everything else works itself out. So I'm not saying that finding balance is easy, because it's not. But sometimes you have to make sacrifice to create quality of life. So it may be on Sunday you don't watch football for 8 hours. It may mean that, on Wednesday or Thursday night you don't go out drinking with the boys.
Right.
That might be a night that you're doing game night with your family.
Sure.
At home having dinner. Or that might be the night that you are working out. And just kind of wrapping up some of the other things that I said, all we talked about was walking. I'm not doing heavy calisthenics. I don't lift weights. None of that.
Right.
I've lost weight and gotten more fit by simply walking.
Wow. Well, we're down to the last 2 minutes. We greatly appreciate you sharing, taking time from your busy schedule, and just know that we're here to help somebody. And that's what this show is all about. Can we be real? Yes, we can be real. You don't have to go out and just work all day long and not have any balance in your life, but control your meals. Eat 5 smaller meals instead of 3 huge meals. Drink more water. Start walking a little bit more. But the key is peace of mind. Find your purpose in life. And as you have purpose in life, as the DC just said, that we hold on to stuff that doesn't matter. And oftentimes we fail to see the transformation that makes us better. So let's get rid of the rigid demand or the absolute perfection, because all of human life has a little bit of imperfection in it. So be easy on yourself, take care of yourself, love yourself, show yourself worthy to be loved, and others will not only listen to what you say, but they'll follow what you do, because people often follow what we do before they swallow what we say. This is Help Somebody, and we're here often. You can find me on Facebook at Help Somebody. You can follow me on Twitter at Help Somebody. And the website is coming up strong, helpsomebody.net. Thanks a lot, Chef Dedeci, and we will be back in touch with you. All the best to you. Have a wonderful day. Remember, this is your life. Make it the best one yet.
Thank you, Carl.